Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Maris Esther Mas Shmuel, Lili Nishmasa, Chana Bas Rabbi Tzukiona, and Chana Bas of Meir Zev, Li'ilui Nishmatan. The Rambam, in the 7th parak of Hilchos Sefer Torah, Halacha Gimel writes, with respect to the Sifrei Torah of the King, Echad meinicho beveis genazov, vehasheni lo yosur meimo ela balaylo. One of them he puts in his storage house, and the other one is not removed from him, even except at night. Only at night does he remove the second Sefer Torah from himself, the Sefer Torah that he carries around. So he carries it around all day, and at night he removes it. So the Achronim, like in the Shalos and Shuvos Bris Yaakov, other Achronim, they ask on the Rambam, who says that at night he doesn't carry around the Sefer Torah with him. We see in the Sifri not like that. In the Sifri it says, V'kara bo kol yimei chayav hayomim, kol yimei chayav halelos. The days of his life are referring to the days. All the days of his life are referring even to the nights. And that's not like the Rambam. Look in the Or Sameach, who discusses this. So Rav Soloveitchik, in his, as recorded in the Shiurei HaRav, answers as follows, that just like we find in Tefillin, this is in Sefer Shiurei HaRav, on Meseches Sanhedrin, on page Resh Tzadi Gimel. So I assume that you did the first 192 pages, so we could already start here. Just like we find by Tefillin, that even if night is Zman Tefillin, nevertheless, we do not wear Tefillin at night, lest a person fall asleep and be Meseyach Das. Look in Erev and Tzadi Baba Ben Al Tos Shana Miucha Samar Aleph. That Shema Yafiach Behem Behesech Adas is Hainu Hach. It's really one chash. You're going to be Meisiach Das, and the Chas V'Shalom, also there's going to be Hafacha and Shena. So the same applies to a Sefer Torah of a king, that he's not allowed to carry it around at night, according to the Rambam, lest he fall asleep with it or be Meisiach Das in other ways from this Sefer Torah. Because the Din Hesach Hadas is not a Din Medine HaTfilin Dafka. Because we learn in Menachos 36b that you're not allowed to be Meisiach Das from the Tfilin Kalvachomer Mitzitz. And why is the Tzitz Aser? Because it has Shem Hashem. Sefer Torah is Shem Hashem thousands of times. So the Sefer Torah of a king is also Aser Behesach Hadas, since he's carrying it around on his arm, and he's wearing it like tefillin. And it would seem that that's what the Rambam writes in the Hilchos Malachim, in the third chapter, in Halacha Aleph, that the Sefer Hasheni lo yazuz milafanav, the second Sefer is never allowed to be removed from before him. And the explanation is, not only should it be on his arm, but he's mechuyev, some say it was a Kleine Sefer Torah, he was mechuyev not to be Meisiach Das from it, just like we find tzitz and tefillin. That's what the Rambam means. V'yazuz milafanav, not to be Meisiach Das. And that's what it means in the Gemara. Also kamin kameya, v'tola b'zro, shenemra shivisi Hashem l'negdi samit. And shivisi Hashem is tamidius hamachshava. Not just that he should have it with him all the time, but that this tmidus is tmidius hamachshava, that he should always be thinking about this Sefer Torah, just like Shivisi itself. When you're doing Shivisi, Shivisi is in the world of machshava. Just like Shivisi is in the world of machshava, I place Hashem before me always. So too, when you have the Sefer Torah on you, Mr. King, or Rabbi King, you should always be thinking about the Sefer Torah, not just that it's with you, Tamid, but you're thinking about it, Tamid. And there's a raya from the fact that we darshan with respect to the tzitz vayimitzchot tamid shleya siach da'ato mimenu. So you see from here that there's a hesach hadas and even by the tzitz of tmidius hamachshava. So therefore the same would then apply to a sefer Torah. Just like by, so since this is the case, we can say that like tefillin, even if Lila's midorais is man tefillin, nevertheless midrabanan, you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night, lest you fall asleep or be meisiach das. The same would apply to a sefer Torah of a king, that you are not allowed midrabanan to carry it around with you at night, lest you be meisiach das. And that they darshan in the sefri afilu balelos, that's referring to the din d'oraisa. But midrabanan, they ostrich you from carrying it at night, mechshash hesach hadas. Where miyashiv the Rambam with the Sifri. The Sifri was talking about the din d'oraisa, whereas the Rambam was saying midrabanan, don't carry it around with you at night, because there's going to be a chshash hesach hadas. And we can add Bedasa Rambam, that the MS, even the Rambam holds like the Sifri, because the Rambam says, Ella Yiya, oh, this is Melachim, chapter 3, Halacha 5, Ella Yiya Osek B'Torah B'Tzorcha Yisrael B'Yom Uvalayla, Shenamar V'Kara Bo Kol Yemei Chayiv. He should be involved in Torah and the needs of the Jewish people all day and all night. As it says, you should read this Sefer Torah all the days of your life, v'hayayimon, it should be with him. So we see lahedya explicitly b'divrei HaRambam, that he brings this Sifri lahalacha, that a king is mechuyev to be osek in Torah, even at night, from the pasuk of v'karabo kol yimei chayev. In the Sifri, he writes, so you see the Rambam shtims with the Sifri. They're saying the same thing. The Rambam here also says that you should be osek b'Torah at night. Ah, so where is there a diverging point? It would seem that the Rambam holds that there are two specific bazundere separate dinim in Sefer Torah. One is that he should have a special Sefer Torah, and number two is that he should read it kol yemei chayiv, that the king should be osek in limud haTorah, that there's a kiyum miyuchad of limud haTorah midinei haMelech. Famous Rav Yisro Zalman Meltzer in his Chidushim in the Rambam, the Eben Ezel, where he says there's a chilek between the gimel, if I remember correctly, there's a chilek between the limud Torah of a king and limud Torah of a regular person. A regular person's allowed to get drunk, a regular person's allowed to have a good time sometimes. He doesn't have to be learning every second. But the king, Yishlo Raf Gavoy, he has a higher bar. And he has to be involved all the time in Limud HaTorah. He can't afford himself the same downtimes that the average person can. It's an interesting, there's a lot of people argue, but it's an interesting mahalach of the Eben Ezel. Al Kopanim, so the king has a din miyuchad, midine hamelech, to be osek b'Torah. Now the drush of the Sifri Afilu Balelos is referring to both dinim, both the learning and the carrying of the Torah. But the Rambam only paskin legabe limud haTorah of the king, that the king is mechuyev lilmo Torah kol yemei chayev v'afilu balayla. But with respect to the first din, that he should have a sefer Torah and it should be tali al zroo, there the Rambam says he's pater at night like tefillin. But mitzvah talmud Torah, he has the same chiyuv. Bain b'yom, bain balayla. So we saw that either the Sifri was talking about the din d'oraisa, and the Rambam was talking about the din d'rabbanan, or even the Rambam paskins the din d'oraisa, that the king is always chayv to be learning Torah, and he diverges from the Sifri, and that the Sifri says at night he also has to be carrying the Torah. And the Rambam says, no, at night don't carry, else it's a chadas, but definitely the learning part, I agree with you, says the Rambam. in the Medrash, a very, very famous Medrash, Bereishis Rabba, it says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that Mishneh Torah was signon li Yehoshua. Sefer Mishneh Torah is signon li Yehoshua. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Yehoshua, he found him v'sefer Mishneh Torah biyado. Amar lo, chazek Yehoshua, ametz Yehoshua. Lo yamush ha-sefer ha-torah hazeh. So he was with his Mishneh Torah, which in Pashtus is Sefer Devarim, and he says, this Sefer should never leave you. So you have to understand the Medrash. Why is Sefer Devarim, the Mishneh Torah, different than the other Svarim? So it seems that it's not referring b'chalat to Sefer Devarim. Rather, it's talking about the second Sefer Torah of the king. And Yehoshua had a din of a king. Like the Rambam writes, the beginning of Hilchos Malachim. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yehoshua. Lo yamush Sefer HaTorah hazeh mipicha, that this Torah should never stop from your mouth. It's not referring to a Sefer Torah of a Hedyot, or a Sefer Torah of Sefer Dvarim, but rather it's referring to the Mishneh Torah, the Sefer Torah Sheni of a king, that he should always be learning it. That's his special Sefer Torah. As I alluded to before, this inyan of Mishneh Torah signon liHoshua has numerous interpretations. In the Sefer Zev Yitro from Nevi'im Rishonim in Simon Beis, he talks about it. In the Haggadahs Marbe L'Saper of Rav Hamnik on page 162, he wants to say that there are numerous psukim in Sefer Yehoshua which parallel the psukim in Sefer Dvarim. So he learns pshat, pashup pshat, that Mishneh Torah is mamish Dvarim, and Yehoshua liked Dvarim, that if he modeled himself after Dvarim. But why Dafka Dvarim? What's special? What's the connection between Dvarim? So Rav Huttner has a maimer about this in Shavuos, maimer mem hey, where he calls attention to a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara cites one source that says that a person should live near his Rebbe, and another source that says he should not live near his Rebbe. The Gemara resolves the contradiction by saying that if one is kayafle, if he's subordinate to his Rebbe, he should live in his Rebbe's vicinity. Otherwise, lo kayafle, he should not. And that explains the parish of Sarah and Hagar. Hagar wasn't willing to accept Sarah's authority, so Sarah compelled her to leave in order to prevent her from transgressing the sin of not listening to your teacher. So she made her life miserable and Hagar went away. The Torah must be learned in such a way that one's deeds exceeds one's learning. Masav merubim mechochmasa, it says in Pirkei Avos. So if one is willing to accept rebuke from his Rebbe, then his own maisim exceed his chachma. Because you're limited in your chachma, but you do whatever your Rebbe says, so you have more ma'isim. But if one doesn't accept the authority of his Rebbe to tell him what to do and how to act, then he lacks the quality of ma'asav merubim mechochmaso, which corrupts the value of his learning. Such a person has to leave town and not be near his Rebbe. The tzura, the proper form of Kabbalah's Talmud Mirabo, is through willingness to accept criticism. That's part and parcel of the transmission of the Torah from generation to generation. In Brachas Daf Hey, it says that Nevi'im Ksuvim were passed down from Sinai. Sifrei Nevi'im explains Rashi, beginning of Maseches Megillah, were words of rebuke that were needed for the generations. What are Nevi'im? Nevi'im are Divrei Tochacha. And this Divrei Tochacha was passed down. Part of the Kabbalah from Sinai was Divrei Tochacha, was to accept rebuke from a Rebbe. That's what Sifrei Nevi'im were about, and that's from Sinai. The Sinai is Tochacha. So back to Yehoshua and Sefer Dvarim. Dvarim is essentially a long Musar Shmuz from Moshe Rabbeinu, where he exhorts the Jews to keep the Torah when they arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua was Talmud par excellence. It follows naturally that he would feel a special link to Sefer Dvarim, where he could learn the rebuke of his Rebbe. That's why Mishneh Torah was signon Leo was signon Yehoshua. This was like the form. This Yeshua had a special kesher to Sefer Dvarim, because that's the tochacha, a special gishmak. He said his favorite Musa Sefer is Dvarim. You get to hear Musa from Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's Yeshua. So that we really said as an aside to understand the signal in the Yeshua. So we should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem. Lilmodu Lelamed Lishmar Velasos. Lekaimus Kaldivrei Samu Torah. So we have Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest Friend.